WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with first weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, do I see temperatures down around freezing this morning?
There are temperatures in the 20s this morning, even across the center portion of the state, Middlesex, Somerset, Monmouth, and Ocean County, seeing some 20s, even in South Jersey, Cape May County, in Woodbine, 28 degrees right now. So bundle up a little bit as you head out. This is something like 20 degrees below normal for this time of year. We will have plenty of sunshine today. It's going to stay cool, highs 50 to 55, a little warmer than yesterday, but still a definite coolness in the air, especially considering it's only late October. Pretty chilly tonight, not as cold as last night. Lows in the lower 40s, a few 30s and patchy frost thrown in, a few clouds overhead. And then we warm up for tomorrow. Only for tomorrow. Highs 60 to 65 with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be breezy along the way. Cooling down again for Wednesday. Back down to the 50s as skies become mostly sunny. Thursday and Friday even chillier. Highs only around 50. Right now, Cape May Courthouse 32, Frenchtown 34, and Monroe 31.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02 on this Monday morning. It is an inconceivable amount of money to many, $1.6 billion. That is the Mega Millions jackpot, the biggest jackpot in U.S. history. It may grow even larger for Tuesday night's drawing. Meanwhile, the Powerball jackpot is also growing again at a mere $620 million. A million-dollar ticket in that lottery was sold in New Jersey for Saturday that matched all of the numbers except the Powerball. Even with an expanded public education campaign and ongoing efforts to get drug users into rehab, New Jersey's opioid abuse epidemic is getting worse. Overdose deaths could soon top 3,000 a year, and the biggest reason why, according to experts, is the growing use of fentanyl, a synthetic opioid 50 to 100 times more powerful than heroin.
According to Special Agent Tim McMahon of the Drug Enforcement Administration, most of the fentanyl coming into Jersey is being shipped illegally from the Far East. So the DEA is focused on
increased enforcement throughout the state. We have offices over in China, so we are working with the Chinese authorities to try and crack down on the production of fentanyl in China.
Fentanyl is being mixed into batches of heroin to give users a more potent high, says McMahon. But it's so strong that even the slightest miscalculation can result in the user overdosing and dying. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:03. Dan Zero's commuter weather, temperatures some 20s and 30s this morning. It's cold. It'll be a mostly sunny day today and about 10 degrees below normal for late October. Highs only 50 to 55. Chilly tonight. It'll be a bit warmer but breezy tomorrow as we'll top out in the 60s. And then, yes, we are keeping an eye on a potential storm as we get closer to the upcoming weekend. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, that caravan of Honduran migrants is on the march again, headed for the U.S.-Mexican border. We'll have an update in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Kids are going to need a jacket on the way to the bus stop this morning. Temperatures are, for the most part, in the 30s, but we do have some 20s on the board this morning, and 50s will do it for the high. We'll warm up a little bit tomorrow, and then we are keeping an eye on what could be a storm arriving for this upcoming weekend. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. A reminder to end your tailgate by putting out the hot coals from your tailgate grill. Six cars severely damaged in a fire police say was started by smoldering charcoal. A second fire, also started by hot coals, damaged a seventh vehicle, the parking lot, for the Jets game. Thousands of Honduran migrants hoping to reach the U.S. stretching out on rain-soaked sidewalks, benches, and public plazas in southern Mexico, worn down by another day's march under a blazing sun. The immigrant caravan swelled to an estimated 5,000 Sunday after many found ways to cross from Guatemala as Mexican police blocked the official border crossing. The group's advance has drawn strong criticism from President Trump, lashing out again in a series of tweets on Sunday. Governor Murphy is bolstering his administration's legal team as multiple investigations and legislative hearings proceed looking into how an accused rapist was hired for a top state job. Murphy has hired former Attorney General under Governor Chris Christie, Christopher Perino. Meanwhile, a third woman has come forward to claim Al Alvarez sexually assaulted her in a drunken encounter. After years of debate, the legislature has finally resolved the state's K-12 school funding formula, at least for now. They now move on to college aid and how a new approach could improve the college's finances while also incentivizing them to meet certain goals.
Outcomes-based funding ties money to meeting goals set out by the state for ensuring students graduate, for completing a program within a certain amount of time, or for improving outcomes for low-income and minority students. Kate Shaw of Research for Action says institutions then become pretty laser-focused on admitting and retaining more students.
If all that works as intended, you'll see increases in student outcomes. You'll see students enroll. You'll see them stay in college instead of dropping out.
Higher Education Secretary Zakiya Smith-Ellis says possible changes are in development and should be part of the state budget adopted next June. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Meanwhile, a new study finds New Jersey college grads are carrying a median student loan debt of just over $18,000.
Former Realtors President Bob Oppenheimer says the debt burden is an economic drag.
We do have a whole population that has come out with this debt burden.
He says their study looked at how Trenton might incentivize private businesses to help employees pay down that debt.
If New Jersey-based businesses were able to receive some sort of government breaks, they might be able to offer their employees some sort of relief.
Oppenheimer says it might also help staunch the out-migration of younger people leaving Jersey. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:09. Forked River police are hunting for a hit-and-run driver this morning that sent two pedestrians to the hospital Sunday. A man and woman hit by what police say was a small white SUV as they walked on Lake Barnegat Drive. The same day, a woman was hit and killed as she walked along Route 35 near the Asbury Avenue traffic circle. The driver did stop and has not yet been charged. We've been hearing a lot about rabies in the Garden State in recent weeks, some areas reporting hotspot activity, but the overall number of confirmed cases is down slightly compared to last year.
The latest health department data shows rabies cases in Monmouth, Morris, and Gloucester counties are up, while they're down in Hudson, Cape May, and Sussex counties. Jersey State veterinarian Dr. Colin Campbell says most of these cases are in raccoons, and
when there's a lot of food source around, there's more animal-to-animal contact fighting over territory, and rabies transmission probably speeds up a little bit, and a higher number of raccoons have the virus.
He adds, because rabies is fatal to mammals, if a county has a lot of confirmed cases in one year, it will usually drop down the following year. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:11. A promising high school athlete in Camden is dead after playing Russian roulette with a loaded gun. When police were called to a home in the city last week, they found 19-year-old Dino Young with a gunshot to the head. Investigators say he and two other men took turns spinning the cylinder on a handgun, putting it to their head, and pulling the trigger. The men Young was playing the game with have been charged. It has been closed for more than a decade, but one of South Jersey's most iconic diners is about to have a rebirth. Olga's Diner in Marlton was a no-frills stop for hearty Jersey fare for more than half a century. It closed in 2008, but some local restaurateurs intend to bring it back with a new building just down the road from its original location on Route 73. They say the new Olga's will be a classic diner, but with a modern twist. It's scheduled to open next year. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. A cold start this morning. Is it going to warm up? And what about a storm for the weekend? Dan has an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zara.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow, to start the week. And it is definitely jacket weather for the kids on the way to the bus stop this morning.
Very much so. 20s and 30s on the temperature map across New Jersey this morning. It's going to be a mostly cool but mostly quiet week with a bunch of dry weather ahead. Our next significant storm system doesn't come into view until the weekend. So, yeah, cold start to a cool day. Highs this afternoon, 50 to 55 degrees. A little warmer than yesterday. We'll enjoy plenty of sunshine today, but keep in mind those 50s, that's about 10 degrees below normal for this time of year. It's going to be chilly tonight. Not as cold as last night, as lows dip into the lower 40s, a few 30s, and even some patchy frost in the coldest spots only. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Tomorrow, we actually warm up a little bit. We'll see 60s for most of New Jersey. That'll be pretty nice. Mix of sun and clouds, bit of a breeze. That is not going to last, though. Wednesday, it's back down to the cool side, 50 to 55 degrees. Skies will become mostly sunny. It'll still be a bit breezy. Thursday and Friday, probably the chilliest days of the work week here, with highs only to about 50 degrees. We'll see some good sunshine. And then that storm system for the weekend, it's actually what'll be left of Hurricane Willa out in the Pacific Ocean. It turns across the Gulf of Mexico, slides up the Atlantic coast, and could bring us some rain and wind Saturday into Sunday. Still lots of question marks, so we can't give you details, but certainly something we'll be watching through the rest of the week. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, the Mega Millions jackpot has now grown to over $1.5 billion. A mail-order synthetic opioid known as fentanyl now drives the overdose crisis in New Jersey. In sports, the Eagles allow the Panthers a fourth-quarter rally for a 21-17 win. This was the Eagles' fourth loss in six games. Jets lost to Minnesota 37-17. Sam Darnold picked off three times. Giants and Falcons play tonight, and on the ice, Calgary skated past the Rangers. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning, and it is cold out there. 20s and 30s to start the day. We're below the freezing mark across much of the state here. Feels kind of wintry. It's going to be mostly sunny but cool this afternoon. Highs 50 to 55 degrees. You'll still need a jacket this afternoon. Light winds and will stay dry today. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
Jersey Radio.
I heard this topic and I absolutely had to call in.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 it is now. On this Monday morning, as we begin a new work and school week, put a jacket on the kids on the way to the bus stop. Some temperatures are in the 20s, but mostly 30s around the Garden State this morning. Won't warm up to much. 50s today for the highs, and Dan will have more on the forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has been called the son of Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, by officials that allegedly included a member of the royal's entourage. King Salman likewise called Khashoggi's son Salah to express his condolences. That's according to statements published early this morning by the state-run Saudi news agency. More people died from opioid overdoses in Camden last year than from homicide and motor vehicle crashes combined. In response to the prescription pill and heroin epidemic, the county has announced a pilot program similar to statewide drug court to connect nonviolent defendants with services and get them back on the right track.
Camden County Freeholder Director Louis Capelli Jr. says many folks with an addiction have their first experience in the court system at the municipal level.
So we think that's when we want to try to intervene, to have somebody in the court, a licensed social service professional, to help direct folks with a disorder towards treatment.
Through Project SAVE, charges may be dismissed based on one's willingness to accept treatment.
We think this program will help fight recidivism in the criminal justice system.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Hamilton Township police officer charged after he drunkenly crashed his car into the front of a bar. Officer Edward Lugo was off duty at the time, the only one in the car when it slammed into the tavern in Mercer County. He's been charged with reckless driving and DWI. A $2.7 billion project underway at Newark Airport to replace one of its oldest existing terminals and help catapult the airport into the next century.
The 1 million square foot Terminal 1 will replace Terminal A. Catherine Cronin, Program Director of Redevelopment at Newark Airport, says,
with the new terminal, we're very, very fortunate. We're going to be able to build it off to the southern portion of the airport, an entirely new roadway network, which will keep you out of the traffic for folks going to Terminal B and Terminal C.
There will be more technology, and
when you are at your gates, you'll also be able to be processed quicker with new boarding gate technology put in there, and baggage claim as well. We'll have a much larger hall.
Terminal 1 should be completed in 2022. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:25. Governor Murphy and First Lady Tammy Murphy announcing the death of her father while the couple was traveling to Germany and Israel. They said they consider themselves blessed to have been able to speak with Edward Brown Snyder only 12 hours before his passing. They said Snyder, a proud member of the Jewish faith, asked them to continue their trip to Israel even though he was gravely ill. Temperatures are in the 30s for the most part this morning, but some 20s on the board. It is definitely jacket weather. Dan says we may warm up a little bit for tomorrow. We'll have full details of the forecast coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30. Lottery jackpots totaling more than $2 billion in the Garden State. We'll update business news next.
Your phone is always with you. And so is New Jersey 101.5. Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere. Download the app.
Anywhere I go in the country, I tune in on the app and I feel like I'm at home.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now. It's free. Supported by Robert Tekansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Asian markets mostly higher as Chinese benchmarks rallied after officials put a positive spin on the nation's slowing economy. Better-than-expected earnings reports by companies such as Procter & Gamble, American Express, and PayPal gave U.S. indexes an early lift on Friday, but the momentum was lost when data showed that U.S. home sales fell for the sixth month in a row. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, news directors Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.